face is mine. Up here is mine. If any of you remember what of a mask I did on what was coming out, I made a mask on anger. Mm-hmm. It's all the oranges mm-hmm. and reds, but it was real big. Mm-hmm. And I just feel that is my, in years and years of being in intensive care and nursing, there was a lot of things that I saw that I didn't approve of, both morally and ethically. And I eventually became billed as the unit clown no matter where I went. And that didn't work as far as changing anything. And it seemed like the anger just built up in me. I mean, it was anger that was there. And the fact, what was going on in my career was just one aspect of it. It was going to be there anyway. I like the green of the eyes again. It just seems to be very life-giving again. It's interesting that I really don't have much of an ears. I guess I'm not listening yet.
Oh, in the center of the eyes, Jerry, what is in the very center of the eyes?
I just punched holes.
Holes, okay.
Just holes.
Okay.
And the androgynous type living kind of, I don't know why, I just can't have this kind of look there. No. And I'm not speaking really. But it looks like I'm kind of half clown and half ready to blow my top. That's it.
Really artistic. I'd have to focus on it more, you know, but just one thing really catches me is just the top knot part, mm-hmm. which is the gorgeous efflorescent flower in the sun and then a mystery. And just sort of out of its own mystery, it's generating all this beautiful radiation. It's like a religious symbol, you know, and yet over a clown.
The flower up there reminds me of the tricks that the clowns do when they produce a flower that comes out of something.
You know, I have a little pad of cricket notes that has a bozo on it, and the caption reads quite seriously.
Yeah. I just wanted to make a comment on Singer's mask of life. There's a number, to me, I made the comment that it looked like very receptive, like a keyhole, but then when she turned it over, I thought about it, and I was more impressed with the back side than I was the front side, because it had kind of the color of stone, like maybe a flagstone, but the lines, it looked like a very strong shield to me. That could, and here on the front side, it was very soft and receptive, but it had earned a protective quality that you didn't see by looking at from the front.
Mm-hmm. After the comments about the backside, I became more aware, you know, later going home during the week checking the patient, of what I had been doing on the backside. That was not certainly not accurate. Deliberately reinforced it that way.
Yeah.
What's on the back of that?
Nothing.
There is something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of a drawing of where the cutout should be. On the side.
Right. There's a sketch.
Yeah.
So the back of that
is the skeleton.
Is the sketch. The front half is the finished geometric color video presentation, but on the back is the sketch. But notice the highlight on the back. hold it by the side and it's, yeah, the two sides. Notice the reds, the position of the reds.
Mm-hmm. You've got a red cell on the
right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hold it back so Chris can say some more. Yeah, go ahead.
The hat is, reminds me of Red Skelton that you could go out there.
Yeah.
Or a Santa, a Santa Claus hat.
No, I see it as like a gentleman's hat that's been scrunched down and made into have a couple layers in it. And it's sort of a tramp's hat.
Like Red Skelton's famous character.
Yeah,
remember
like
his character?
Famous one. Mm-hmm.
That's it, Clem. In fact, turn the mask around now and think Red Skeleton. Think of the name, Red Skeleton. So this side, red, other side, back side, skeleton. It's interesting. In fact, think of Red Skeleton, look at the, hold it up towards the John. Think of Red Skeleton, look at the sketch. It's very similar to the kind of expression that he would show to the audience as like a punctuation. Very similar. So that for you in writing your history of it, when you come to this, you might think to yourself and try and remember any memories of Red Skeleton on the tube when you were going up. There might be something there, you never know. I mean, those were our myths, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't know nothing about Zeus, but we sure know a lot about Mickey Mouse and Red Skeleton and Sid Caesar, Lucy. You know, these are the myths that we grew up with, mythic images. Dolores, you didn't say anything all day.
I don't know, I'm just observing after presenting my mask and realizing I didn't know really everything that went into it. I just like to observe and let everything set in. I think about it. I don't have any problem. I'll think about it.
John, you didn't say much.
That mask is, to me, like, you know, a clown, someone that's making other, entertaining other people, and sort of amusing the joy of it. And this one, the name of it was, when she announced the name of it.
Molly. Terrifying.
Well, yeah, mildly so. I mean, not, you know,
ominous.
It was ominous.
Ominous.
And it comes off from that because it does look to me like it's eroded. It looks like there was some design there which has eroded.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that something melts, like if you have or chocolate or something like that that's in a form and it melts, so it erodes. It melts and erodes slowly, not quickly.
Like that famous painting of Salvador Dali's Melting Watches, which bears the title,
yes,
The Persistence of Memory.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the clock time is melting, the persistence of memory. So even though this facade is eroding and melting, there's still a persistence of person, even though.
See, all I can think of is the movie Cocoon. Remember when the people from outer space, you saw that movie, they took off the facade of their human skin, and they had faces similar like that. I didn't see anything when I looked at that. I saw wisdom. I saw all this, the garbage being taken away, and the purity and the innocence and the beauty of the truth was left behind. And I just don't see any fear there. I see a lot of innocence and kind of awe.
Thank you all.